Welcome, listeners. I'm Alexia Gordon, host of The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon, bringing you another special holiday episode. You may have heard of a child's Christmas in Wales. Well, here's the story of Kathy Ace's Christmas in Wales, told by Kathy herself. Kathy writes the Wise Agency Mysteries and the Kate Morgan Mysteries. The latest Kate Morgan mystery, The Corpse with the Granite Heart, takes place at Christmas time in London. Here's Kathy.
Hello, Kathy Ace here. Thanks ever so much for inviting me along to be a part of this month of celebration. I'm happy to have the opportunity to talk to you about traditions that I followed in Wales in the 1960s and the 1970s, much of which revolved around traipsing around dark, wet streets, singing carols at people. Yes, I was in a church choir, and yes, if you were one of our parishioners, you had no choice but for us to knock on your front door and sing carols at you until you gave us a mince pie to bribe us to go away again. I remember those streets vividly. The Christmas trees in the front windows of the terraced houses lit up, looking jolly and festive. The way that we'd all be rosy-cheeked by the end of the night and completely on a sugar high because of all the mince pies, thank you very much. And the excitement then of Christmas Eve, when we'd all be packed off to bed much earlier than we thought was absolutely necessary. Of course we'd left out a mince pie and a glass of milk and a glass of sherry in our house for Father Christmas. My father told me it was because Father Christmas liked a glass of sherry. I later discovered it was because my mum liked a glass of sherry, but there we are, you know, each to their own. Christmas morning was the time when we'd run downstairs and open our presents, and then it was all off to church, and we'd return home to a house that smelled of turkey, which had probably been in the oven for 5 hours already. The smell of coal smoke from the fires in the house to keep the house warm while we were out, and brasso, which is not necessarily a Christmas tradition for everybody, but for my mum, the brasses had to all be cleaned before Christmas. I have no idea why, but thanks to mum, brasso, the smell of brasso always makes me think of Christmas. Thanks, mum. Grandma would come and join us for Christmas Day. It was just mum and dad and my sister and me and Grandma. And at the end of the day, we'd all be very full of whatever it was we'd managed to stuff down our faces. And then Boxing Day would come around and we would go to the beach. Yes, we would go to the beach. No, we were not part of that nutty group of people who would hurl themselves into the sea, whatever the temperature. And yes, I know they still do that now. But we'd take turkey sandwiches and mince pies and we'd sit in the car on the beach, watching the waves crashing or the wind lashing and thoroughly enjoying ourselves before we went home and settled down in front of the television, usually to watch things like Morecambe and Wise or The Two Ronnies, which I found hilarious in the 60s and 70s, although I've watched some of them now and maybe not quite as much. But that's the thing, you know, traditions change, tastes change. I've taken those traditions since I've come to Canada and changed them a little bit to fit what we do here. For us now, Christmas Day is a day where just my husband and I spend time together. And then on Boxing Day, when we can, the whole family gets together. Yes, you see, Boxing Day is a big deal for we Brits. Yes, I know it grows from the tradition of taking boxes to the poor, giving them gifts. But for us, it was always a day of travel. You'd go and visit places or people. And that's how we treat it here now. All the family travels to us. And we'll have a ham and we'll have cold turkey. I'll probably make macaroni and cheese for the 6 grandchildren because that's pretty much all that all of them will eat without there being a fight of some sort. And we have a wonderful time, a new tradition that we've started over the past 6 or 7 years. And we thoroughly enjoy that tradition, or at least we have done when we're able to do it. We're keeping our fingers crossed for this year, although we're not counting our chickens or turkey sandwiches yet. And we'll see what happens. But you know what? Different traditions suit different people in different places for different reasons. And I think that setting up new traditions is always a good thing to do. So whatever traditions you've grown up with, I hope that you're able to enjoy them as you choose to these days. And if there are people with whom you cannot celebrate those traditions, I hope you've got memories of the traditional pastimes you used to enjoy that will keep you warm through whatever celebration you choose to mark this winter. I'm going to go out and buy a turkey at some point very soon, largely because I like the curry rather than the roast turkey. These days, the only trimmings we have are tater tots. Yes, turkey and tater tots these days. Not a sprout to be seen. There you are. I've outed myself as a sprout hater. You can all go off and mutter about that as much as you want now. Hey, have a great Christmas. Have a great Boxing Day. Whatever it is you celebrate at this time of year, happy Christmas from me. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Cozy Corner with Alexia Gordon, part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. I'm Alexia Gordon, award-winning author and host of the show. Tune in next time for another chat with an author writing on the lighter side of crime. Until then, goodbye.